Okay, we're back in the current cycle. We're holding a Nun Gimel. We're up to Dalet. Shlich Tzibur Tzarech Shehiyeh Hogun. You have to have a proper person who's davening as the Shlich Tzibur for you. Ve'ezu Hogun. So what is the definition of someone who is proper to daven? Shehe Reikan Me'avirus. Should be empty, clean of any sins. V'shelo Yotza Olav Shem Ra Afilu Bialduso. And a negative rumor, reputation should not go out about this person, even when he was young. Onav, he should be humble, umarutzi la'am, and acceptable, worthy, wanted by the people. V'yeshla ne'ima v'kolo orav, he has to have a sweet, pleasant voice. V'rogi likros Torah nevim k'suvim, he has to be Rogel, literally, regularly read from Tanakh that he knows what it is. He's not going to break his teeth over the words. It's very nice. You have a wonderful voice, but if you can't pronounce the words, that's a problem. So, starts the Mishnah Berurah now in Yud Beis. Tzarich, the requirement is that he has to be Hagun. Dechsiv nosna alai bekola alkein sinei siha. So this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perik Yud Beis, pasuk Ches. The pasuk says that she raised her voice against me. I hated her. So the Mefarshim explain this, talking about like an arrogant type of cry. Again, beyond the context for right now, but it's not a good thing. This is referring to, again, taking the pasuk out of the literal meaning. It's talking about a shliach tzibur who's not proper. And they talk a great deal at length. How terrible thing it is! The disgrace it is to appoint somebody who's not appropriate for the task. Because by doing this, they did you're preventing good from coming. The Dirsha speaks out in 21. Later on, this is talking about the Yomim Noroyim. That the person who puts somebody through connections or through bribery or whatever it is, puts up somebody who's not appropriate, it's a terrible thing because they're holding back. The Shlich Tzibur is our emissary, and we know the dam for us. Okay, Yud Gimel Hogun, someone's not proper. V'roi Shehiyu big day shatz aruchim. He should wear long clothing. Shelo yirau ragel. His feet shouldn't be visible. The kaneis lebeis hakneses rishon veyetsi achron should come in first and leave last. That's a sign of kavod. Velo yet tipeish v'sachal. Shouldn't be a foolish person. Elishiyeh yuchal ledaber beiske hakahal kafim mashatzorach. He should be able to hold a normal conversation with people about community needs, etc. V'tov lehader acher shatz tzadik ben tzadik. Really, you should try to get somebody who is a tzadik, the son of a tzadik. There's no comparison between the tzaddik who is follows a tzaddik versus somebody who's a tzaddik of his own but his follows Rasha. And we find the Rosh who actually says no. If we were to learn that inside, the Rosh says that it's good to have someone who's a not coming from such a yichus because you get the added benefit. He's a tzaddik, he davens nicely, but you also get out of kiruv rechokim by doing this. No, so even according to the Rosh, afilu imhu mimishpacha bezuya v'tzaddik tov lekarev mizera rechokim. Right, that even if he's from a good thing, it's good because this kiruv wrote alone was. What's the Rosh talking about? Gam kein rak she'ena miyuchas. That's just talking about a person who doesn't have such a unbelievable pedigree. Aval mikol makom. Nevertheless, ein aviv Rosha. It can't be a Rosha. So therefore, meaning when the Rosh was saying that, it just means someone who's not miyuchas. Okay, fine. Ein mumin psulin ele b'kohanim v'lo b'shliach tzibur. If a person's a bal mum, he's still allowed to be the chazin. It's not going to apostle. The apostle's a kohen, but not this. V'adrab, and the opposite. Maybe we should try to find somebody like this because leiv nishbar nidke elokim lo sivze pasuk in Tehillim that a broken heart Hashem's not going to despise. So this person, because of their physical issue, is usually more humble, and that's a good thing to have a humble person up there davening for you. V'ish machnirim b'zeh samar strik l'chadchi l'heicha de'ika roi l'hogun ki yotze. About there are some who are strict on this. Fine. Okay, that'll be coming up later on. Yud Dalad me averos. The person has to be empty, literally clear of any averos in his history. Ha'over al hashavua. If a person makes a shavua and doesn't keep it, ain beis orok. That's not called being clean. Va'af al pi shadayin lo heidu alav. Because they haven't had the testimony against this, mikol makom yesh lechush lekol lahoshiv beis din al kocha. So we should follow these rumors, take them seriously, and have a base to investigate. He just takes a Shua's Bitoy type thing that he's going to do something in the future. Right? In that case, Mikom Makom, Ein Roy Limnoso, the shots. He should not be our Shliach Tzibur, Ein Sham, Eli Rava. V'kosav Sham, Od B'Shem Mishpat Tzedek, Temishu Hu Posel Machmas Avero, Posel Yos Shliach Tzibur, Afilu Ba'akroi. So we know it's a din in... the Gemara in Sanhedrin discussed the person who's a Rasha is disqualified. So if the person would have a halachic status of being a Rasha, they wouldn't be allowed to testify in the Beis Din. So that you shouldn't put such a person up there to daven for you either. Even on a temporary basis, not, you know, we're talking about like setting up them being kavua. Here, you know, on a temporary basis, this person shouldn't daven for you. Because of prima godim, dahainu davka b'shilo osa teshuva. This is only talking about a person who hasn't done teshuva. So a person who has done shuva, avada, would be allowed to. Okay, tesvav shlo yotza. This is talking about even in by the child didn't have any bad rumors spread about the guy. Dav lemosa lechatchila. This is talking about putting him up in the first place. Avala haviro, but to take him down, lasalkan, to remove him from his place. Achshu chasuk shatz. You made him the shlich tzibur, and now you found out that you want to remove him. In this case, Elon, we wouldn't do this. Why? The kevan shlo nishma alav atam uma. We haven't heard anything about him right now. Miho, however, kishiyotza alav ato shemra v'hu kala de lo posik. Now rumor has started about this guy, and it's not stopping. It's not dying down. We assume there really is some, raglayim ledover, that there's some reason why people are saying this about him. Even an individual person could protest this and take him down from his post. Even if we have witnesses that come and say the guy did a nevera, if he really did tshuva, then we do not remove him. In the Dirshu 25, it says, "Va'af." Im yish shelo yechta od because the shuvah not news anymore. Kosel lahalon sifkaden ayin dalad shelo moil below shiachzro b'tshuva. Kevin shebelav hachi mushba va'oymed mehar Sinai shelo yechta. This shuvah now doesn't help because he took a shuvah from Har Sinai. He's not going to do the avera, right? El etzarech shiyoshu b'tshuva shleima b'li arama umirma. He has to do a really complete shuvah. And not without any trickery, not without fooling anybody. And then, if we can tell that he did do tshuva, I mean, it's important to know that the tshuva, a Beis Din can only go so far. They can't really know what's in the person's heart, but if they evaluate the situation, they call it the way they see it, then they would be allowed to return to his previous post. It's a very large sugi in Chosh Mishpat as well, and when a person's removed from their parnasa, because they were caught doing the veras, when we're allowed to bring them back. Okay, Tez Zayin, Bialduso. The room went out when he was a kid. Afilin is baralanu sha'asa az tshuva al zeha inyan. We know he did something he shouldn't have, and he did tshuva on it. We know this. Afil hachi ein menosa lichatchila shlich tzibur. Nevertheless, we still should not put him lichatchila to be our shlich tzibur. Shlich tzibur shekevar heviruhu v'omad kach yomim v'shonim v'haskama sakahal. Someone who had been removed, and this is what it is. Verotzim achshav l'nos. Now they want to bring him back. Havei kitachilas kabalas va'afilo miyut yochim limchos. This is like the beginning appointment, and even a small miyut, the minority people could protest this if they feel strongly. Im hamochim heim hamanhigim. If the leaders of the community are the ones who are protesting this, then havei ki'ilu mochim kol hakahal. They're like the spokesperson. It's like the whole community is against this guy. Ve'im. Okay, if there's a special takana not to go against them, as ein moyel machos haparnasim. In that case, then the people who are like the shivei tuva ha'ir, the officials in charge of the community, then their machah, their protest wouldn't help. La'am, he has to be somebody who's wanted by the people. Kosu b'tshuvas marmitz yizakir hachazan im yesh riv ketata. If a person, the chazan should be careful. If there's a ketot, there's an argument, being shnei balibatim, don't get involved. Uh-oh, that's a recipe for disaster. Get involved between two people. Shei b'shev al tase, sit and don't do anything. The chazan should not get involved. Hein b'divre, hein b'maisa, don't say anything, don't act anything. Hein b'gilui, hein b'seser, whether in public or in privately, do not get involved. The kol shekein im yesh esek riv im adam acher, if he himself is involved in the machlokas with somebody, she'enu meha'ir im bal ha'ir, there's somebody from a different city, someone with a different city and someone in his city, shehei b'shev al tase, again, sit and don't do anything, be passive. V'afilim oso ha'adam hu Chutano or Korov Shelo, even if it's his son-in-law or his one of his relatives, im yeshlo shum ketet ve'eva im echad mehakal. This is the part I was thinking about. If he himself has a argument, some sort of, you know, issue with someone in the community, so then it goes to the Mor Da'as, or the Rav will pask in the Shaila, oh hakahal lefashir, to make a pshora, compromise, lasos bechol, kichol asher nira lahem nochon. They'll see what they think is proper and nice to do. V'imesh chisor n'maniyah mitzad kishenegdo. If there's something lacking, the guy who's against him, oz hu noki u'ma yesh lo lasoy. So what do you expect him to do? What do you expect him to do? In the Dirshu 26 over here, it says interesting. The inyan shliach tziva sheyesh mi shehu sono. Right, the sono who doesn't like him, hates him. Kosev kaman shemechuyev lashat loymar lo beferish. He has to say this explicitly. Sheyasres hakina milibo. He doesn't have any jealousy on this guy. V'yotzihu b'tefilos, and I will have him in mind. Like, I'm not going to exclude this guy who doesn't like me from my davening. And the last point over here, that he has to be a regularly kroist, that he has to be someone who is, you know, does this frequently. Going to break his teeth. Kedei shehiyeh ha-psukim ha-mo'orvavim b'soch ha-tefilas sedurim b'fiv. He has to say it with it flows. It doesn't mess them up. Gam im ena regularly kroist, hu bechla meisir ozno mishmo ha-torah gam tefiloso to'eva. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Chavches. The taich is, if you turn aside your ear from listening to the Torah, then your tefillah also is going to be considered an abomination. Kosov prima godim besimin tafkuf pe aleph sif aleph. This is in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Yisid Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim be'inyin shehei nosui uben shloshim. We want our chazan to be married and to be someone who is 30 years old. Umash meshari mos Hashanah afila einin nosui, which just implied that's a specific requirement by Yom Neroyim, but the rest of the year we would not necessarily need someone to be married. This speaks out in the Dirshu 28. Tam Hadov, what's the reason for this? Kosovo Kamen, Kaven Shehe Doime Le Kohen Godol, Shehe Machinin Lo Isha Acheris. If the Kohen Godol had been married, he had a backup wife, right? Shetia Lo Isha Le Shomro Minachet. And also that his wife will help prevent him from doing a virus. Ve'im Hayanose Ve'his Alman. If he was married and now he's widowed, Kosu Hamate Ephraim, Hashar Teshuva, Vabir. Right, that he's allowed to continue; he doesn't lose his privilege because his wife passed away. And if you pointed him when he was a widower and he already has chazak for many years, you should not remove him. Okay. The mikom mokom back inside mikom mokom nearly the nosi kodem lebocher. Even though what. Regular, it's better to have a person who's married than a person who's single. Even if he has a full beard, nevertheless, he would have a din of preference over there. Okay, let's stop here in a minute, and we'll pick it up with Sif Hay in the next year.